Good morning. 00 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
55 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
53 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
53 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Partly cloudy.
47 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
47 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
46 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Partly cloudy.
45 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Clear.
45 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours.
Partly sunny.
47 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Sunny.
51 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Sunny.
55 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
59 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon, 1200 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
61 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
62 degrees.
NAWRO, you still out here? Nothing heard, NAWRO.
Are you on your new radio here?
Yes, sir, but I'm surprised. I didn't realize you do VHF as well.
Uh-huh. No, I got a VHF for you as well. I listen, so sounds good. I'm going to get my hands on Tom's and turn it down a bit. I was just looking to stop by the house to look and see where I had his set at. I think I have his set for automatic when the set is down a little.
And
he over-modulates a tad. I got to help him there. You sound good to me on both digital and analog.
Alrighty, so you're saying don't touch the mic gain anymore, just let it alone.
No, for here, this sounds like you and it sounds perfect, at least for mine. I don't have anybody else carrying on a conversation, but you sound good here.
Yeah, that's what everyone likes to hear. Appreciate it, Wally. Sounds good. And you start using this one for the net, then, I guess. NAWRO. I'm going to continue with the programming here.
Have fun and carry on. I shall listen. WAED.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
62 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
63 degrees.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 63 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees.
November 8, Lima, Juliet, November. Mobile monitoring.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 55 degrees.
NAWCB. NAWCB, this is K8YNU.
K8YNU, good evening. Good late evening. This is NAWCB. 60 more down, a little bit of overtime, but at least you're halfway through. How was things today?
It was busy. It was really busy today, but we managed through, and I am glad that it is over with.
Well, I'm glad that's the case. If it, you know, at least it's not 24, and get a little reprieve, but like you say, you managed and you got by, and happy for that for you.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I appreciate the text earlier. Definitely appreciate that. And, hopefully you guys had a good day today.
We were thinking and praying for you today. Definitely, sent something across there. But it was an encouragement to you. We're doing pretty good here today. I was going to trim shrubs, but I ended up having a tree limb fall or something. I don't know what happened, but thankfully it wasn't too big. I was able to break it up and get it cleaned up. So that was pretty much close to the work for today. It was just kind of lounging around here this afternoon.
Well, at least it wasn't huge, and you were able to take care of it. But lounging around is not too bad. It's good to have a restful day.
Yeah, I don't like to say. In fact, this is second year in a row this has happened where we had those elm trees there, and I don't know if it was the breeze or something, but it broke and ended up by the fence. So we'll get it cleaned up. I'm kind of glad how it worked out. So yeah, we'll get the shrubs another time. It worked out. But I did a couple computer things too. I had a little bit of trouble with the app yesterday for the radio, but come to find out it was the internet. Wow updated the internet here, and it helped it out a lot. So happy in that regard too.
Hey, good. Quick internet is always useful. We have Verizon, their internet service, and it's not too bad. It moves along pretty good. They got like two channels, they divide it off for like a guest, if you got guests, and then the primary. And so I put some things on the guest one, and then other things on the main one, and it kind of keeps it steady, and I don't have any issues.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering if you still had Verizon internet and how that was working for you. So that kind of answers that question. I've looked for Verizon internet here, and they don't offer it, at least in this part of Sterling Heights. So that's all right. WoW is pretty decent, and as long as it does the job, pretty reasonable. It's gone up some, but hey, it does the job. All good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know. They've been trying to push it out. I know T-Mobile has the same type of internet. We've had them before, and they're not bad at all either. They range the same price. And maybe like $39 or $40 a month for high-speed internet. We've never had an issue with the internet. Runs pretty smooth. Even when we were with T-Mobile internet, it moved pretty quick.
Oh, okay. In fact, I looked for T-Mobile down here too, and again, they don't offer it as part of Sterling. I don't know what the deal is, but it's all right. I'm kind of hoping to bring the price down a little bit. We're paying up a little bit more than I want to. I guess as long as it does the job, it handles multiple devices, streaming. We're not real big into stuff, but it gets the fine. It does what it's supposed to. That's all good.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. It just seems like things are kind of going up in price, and things are just going up and up, and it's nice to have something that's inexpensive and that works and does the job. Does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, I agree with you on things going up. Man alive, it's just out of control, this stuff. looking and stuff, comparing what, you know, other people are paying, and it's like, I guess I'll just shut up and not complain when I hear some of the stories that are out there. And it could be TV.
Yeah, that is for sure. I hear people say that they're, you know, paying this, that, you know, this thing, and it's like they have to have two jobs to afford their house, and they still won't have money to put food on the table. It's like, all right, I'll be thankful for what I have, and you know, it might be small, but you know what? That's all right. We're all right.
I agree with you on that. I'm looking at food prices, and I'm like, yikes, you know, I'm looking at how much our grocery bill has gone up, and I'm looking at the normal average, and I'm thinking, wow, I better not complain. And then I look at people's property taxes here in Sterling, and there's a couple what we're paying. Like I said, I guess I'm going to be thankful for what I have and not complain. Just go along with what the Bible says on it. Not complain, not murmur, complain about stuff. That would like to have.
Yes, that is for sure. That is for sure, definitely. Nice God provides, and you know, it's one of those things that you know, you just, you're thankful, and you know, it's just hard work, and thankful for what you got, and provisions, and like I said, you know, it might be humble and might be small, but that's all right. It's a roof over the head. It's you know, food on the table.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's the truth. And like you said, you pretty much said it right there. You know, I'm happy, you know, to have a roof over my head and have food on the table. And you know, it might not be the most, but it's there, and I'm thankful for it. And got a warm bed to sleep in, and lock the doors, and everything's all set. And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. Have you done any more on the DMR radio, or have you been able to get on the DMR part of it?
I worked with it about a day or so ago. In fact, I tried to reach out on the Oakland County DMR and tried to state, in fact, but I did try Oakland County, and I wasn't able to get in. It seems like conditions haven't been the best. It's been kind of breezy over here. I had a rough time getting in the Wayne County net the other night. So probably conditions. Occasionally that happens here, and you know, it'll pass, I guess. But yeah, I've been working with it, and kind of studying it out a little bit more, the sites throughout the state, that's pretty neat setup.
Yeah, I heard you on the net on Wednesday, and they were able to get you checked in, but yeah, it's the atmosphere, which is kind of different, and I was on an HT last night because the neighbor needed to talk, and so I was trying to talk and check in and give what I needed to give, but the neighbor had other plans and wanted to chat, so sorry.
Yeah, that's important, and you know, just elaborating more, but sounds like it just needs someone to listen, someone to encourage a little bit, and talk to or pray with, and that. So I'm glad you're able to do that. And, sometimes that happens. I can remember that back, and it seems like some of the inopportune times, but those times, I guess, are important to people to listen to them. So I guess shows the passion, and I'm glad you were able to do that. Certainly, praying in those circumstances there.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I told them, anytime you need to talk, I'm here. I don't want to go back on my word. I gave them my word, and so I think that was more important than just being there for them and talking. So it worked out. It was fine. And there's always next to the net, and we'll go from there. But it sounded, at least from what I can hear, it sounded like a good net, so.
Yes, it was. It was a good net. Tom did a good job, and, it was well-run net. A lot of check-ins, good topics for the night, good announcements there. Mike got you covered there on some of the announcements, so, It worked out good. I enjoyed the match last night. Like I say, good to see people stepping up, and had a good discussion there. I enjoyed it.
Good. Yeah. And I heard we had a couple new check-ins, and I guess the results of the postcards been sent out there by Tim and by John. And, that's good. It's good to see some fruits there of our labor, and keep plugging along, and hopefully make it enjoyable, and make it fun, and get that ham radio fired back up again.
And WCB, yes, I agree. I'd like to say it, but I've been kind of keeping track of the app, and noticing that. I think that's great, just sending out those postcards to new hams, and I think it's a good way of following up, and I noticed the comments, they were saying, the welcome to the match, and just a lot of good stuff. Just want to be welcoming, and just like I say, hey, we're out here, this is an avenue with if you're willing, wanting to join, we're here. We're willing to train you and work with you and help us out as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's good. I'm happy for it, and build some excitement, build some fun, and while getting down to the serious part of things. So. It's a lot of good stuff going on. But, well, Dan, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and catch some dinner and head off to bed. I've got to get up tomorrow and do this all over again. So, but I appreciate you staying up and your willingness to converse on the way home. And hopefully you guys have a good night tonight.
Yes, indeed. Glad to talk with you, and thanks for the ride along home tonight. Enjoyed the conversation, but I won't keep you. I'll let you get off inside, get something to eat real quick, and get off to bed. Like I say, it comes early tomorrow. We'll certainly do some again, make it a train for you. So tell everyone hello, and 73s and 88 to you. Get some rest tonight. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. K8YN Euclid.
Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 52 degrees.